This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today on Friday after Thanksgiving by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, let's talk about how the grains are trading here as we have a shortened trading day here on Friday.
Yeah, so, you know, we didn't have any overnight market, of course, with Thanksgiving, and then shortened trading day here on Friday. So I imagine volume will be a little bit low. We saw exports out this morning. Beans were pretty darn good. Corn was below expectations, but regardless, you know, we're still seeing pretty good export demand for bulls right now. So I don't know. I don't really expect any wild moves today.
And Matt, here in recent days, when we've seen some price movement to the upside, yes, it may not be a lot, but when it comes to the soybeans, we know that there's so much stacked against the soybeans right now in terms of the balance sheet just across the United States and the world. It has to be a good sign that we're at least in the positive direction in any sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the one thing that really sticks out to me, not only what you said, but whenever you look at the chart, for instance, you go look at, for instance, GM beans, and I mean, we've really tried to get under that 975 level multiple times. I mean, you look at the chart, it's probably 6, 8, 10 times that we've kind of went down there and tested that, and we've seen some buying step in and support that. So that definitely would look like pretty darn good support. Yes, the fundamentals are rough looking. But, you know, you look around, and obviously crush has been fantastic. You've had way better export demand, than what we thought. I mean, you came into the marketing year with very little in the way of sales. China was non-existent, but yet each week we come in and China's the number one buyer once you get soybeans.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 3 pennies at 418¾. January soybeans up 5 even at 993¾. December soybean meal down 420 at 286.30. December soybean oil up 95 cents at 41.70. On the Merck, December live cattle up 30 cents at 188.30. January feeder cattle up 42 cents at 259.20. December lean hogs unchanged at 82.40. December pork cutout unchanged at 92.30. Class 3 milk down 28 cents at 18.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.